back. Okay, I'm back. I'm excited to be back. Today being a bit interesting, you guys. So I spend my day, well, part of my day. I didn't spend my whole day because I had to wait for the Airbnb guests to check out, you know, put the linens and stuff in the laundry to wash and dry while the cleaning girl cleaned the Airbnb. And I had to go to our content house to make sure it's ready for our next guest. And then I went to Aldi. I had to go to 3 different Aldis. So I have been watching the girlies show us how to save money, how to coupon. And Kirkland used to coupons for us, right? Kirkland used to clip coupons and he used to get them in newspapers, magazines, and you know how the stores will have those little books, like savings books, where you can get codes and stuff in there. But these days, the girls are doing it in the apps. I have becoming quite the oldie girl, right? Like I will tell you guys next week, maybe on Saturday, not next week, maybe on Saturday, I will tell you the deal that I was store hopping to find at 3 different Aldis today, because it's a part of my announcement on Friday. So on Friday, I will share the announcement. And then on Saturday, I will go ahead and share what I was going to the different Aldi for. But since I have been juicing, you guys, I told you guys, I started juicing in June consistently. I've always been a juicer, but I've been juicing consistently nonstop since June. But of course, we are dealing with inflation and prices are high as fuck. So I'm like, okay, all these seem to be the cheapest out of all those grocery stores, even cheaper than the farmer's market. Every once in a while, I go to the farmer's market because, for example, right now we're getting into berry season, right? It's strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, all of that, are blackberries are coming into season. But at Aldi, strawberries are still like $1.99, and I'm like, yeah, no. While the farmer's market, they are $2 for $3. So like things like that, like pineapple is $2 for $5 at the farmer's market, while they like $1.89 at Aldi. And Aldi have most of the things that I need. But one thing about me, I am not a grocery shopper. I hate the grocery stores. But as I become an Aldi shopper, I have been seeing a lot of TikToks. Like I would literally go to Aldi with a list of fruits and vegetables that I need. And I would get my fruits and vegetables and I would leave the store. Every once in a while, I might need milk because I normally make my own milk, but Aldi also have my favorite milk, my favorite almond milk. So I will grab that. Sometimes I need to get things for breakfast. I will get that. Sometimes I just need whatever. And I will look around to see. Every once in a while, I walk around the store. But for the most part, you guys, I just go get my fruits and vegetables, check out, and go. I've never been a fan of Aldi because, one, they never have people around the store to help you. 2, you have to bring change, right? I've even learned how to, if I don't have change, how to still get my card. I even now keep change in my car, keep quarters in my car. But sometimes when I'm driving Kirkland's car, like I was today, I didn't have my change. So I was like, oh, fuck. But I'm also going to tell you guys how I unlock the cart at all the shopping carts at Aldi if I don't have change. So conversation for another day, right? So, well, today I was going to different Aldis and something came to me. And right now I'm like, okay, the girlies are saving money. They're making more money for their family. And we have 2 Airbnbs in a studio. So we need more cleaning supplies. We need more toilet paper. We need more hygiene products for our guests. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do what Kirkland used to do, get into, start clipping coupons. I'm going to do it in the apps. I'm going to follow the girlies. I'm going to do what they tell me to do because what they tell me to do, it worked today. Last night, I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning. I download CVS, Walgreens. I already had Walmart app. I already had Target app, Family Dollar, Dollar General, all these apps. I downloaded all those different apps and I follow a few of the hashtags on. I was recording that episode. My fiance called me And I do this on my phone, you guys. And the fact that when my man call me, even if my phone is on Do Not Disturb, the call will come through, which my phone is on Do Not Disturb, but they get priority and the call came through. But I think I was saying I follow all these different hashtags, so I will know deals and whatever that is going on in the stores. But the reason I wanted to talk about my Aldi obsession and saving money obsessions, and as my life is growing, we have all these content spaces. I'm about to get married. You know, of course, we'll be starting a family and do all the things. And I, one of my main focus, my fiance and I, we definitely on top of my business with Kirkland, where we're getting into real estate. My fiance and I, we also want to get into real estate, right? We want to invest for our family. We want to build a legacy. So it came to me, you know, yesterday. I was like, you know what? I am low-key a housewife. And I have the luxury, the blessings of working from home, running my business. My time is very flexible between running our Airbnb, juicing, creating content. I have time. So I'm like, I'm going to get into couponing so I can go ahead and save us some money, get the things we need for our businesses, and save us a lot of money. That way, I will have more money for us to, we will have more money to invest for the family. Because I am at the phase of my life where I want to continue this life and make it better. Like I said, with the life we have, life is what you make it, right? I said that yesterday. Life is what you make it. And we can neither go with the flow, or we can go ahead and kind of like hold on to what we want to hold on to and create, design a life we absolutely love. So I'm like, I'm always, 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 always looking for ways to make more money. I'm always looking for ways to save money. And today I was like, you know what? I'm going to get, I have an obsessive personality. So I do get obsessed with things, and I literally, when I tell you guys what I was doing today, you're going to be like, girl, are you crazy? I drive in an electric car. So driving around to different stores looking for different deals, it's not going to be an issue. But I will give you guys updates on how much money I'm saving every single week. We're going to be doing savings Saturdays, right? So on Saturday, I'm going to give you guys what I was going to Aldi for, so you guys will have an idea how much money I spent in Aldi and exactly what I got. So I said all that to say this. We going to start doing savings Saturday. Oh, I got the hiccup. Where I can show you guys because of a video, but I will definitely share a TikTok video or on Facebook, on IG Reel of my finds and what I find for the week, and how you guys can, I don't know, maybe if I tell you guys exactly what I do, maybe you can go do it too. So I'm excited for that, you guys. I love a project. I have a new hobby. I'm super, 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 super excited. And that's all I wanted to come on here and tell you guys about my current Aldi obsession. I'm low-key getting obsessed with Aldi. When I was telling you guys about the things I didn't like about Aldi, I didn't finish telling you guys. I think I stopped at the shopping cart because I was like, I'm gonna show you guys how to take the cart without having a quarter. Well, there's three things I didn't like about Aldi. Number one was definitely them not having carts. You have to pay for it to get them. Two, the employees, there's never, ever, ever people don't want to help you. Literally have to walk to the register to ask for help. Every once in a while, they have like one person on the floor, maybe stocking shelves or whatever. And then the third thing is all these don't give bags. So not only do you have to buy bags, or you have to bring your own bags. And I don't always remember. I have purchased a few bags, but I don't always, always, always remember to bring them. But we are at the time when inflation is at all-time high, and it's time to save some money, okay? Okay? So I'm excited. I'm excited, you guys. If you've been following me, if not you, because I think this podcast people are new, but if you've been a part of my platform for a while, you already know I am, when I take on something, I go all in. All right? All in. So I'm excited to go all in with this savings Saturdays with you guys and get excited to save us money, make us money, and build wealth for my family, for Kirkland and I. I'm so excited. All right? Well, again, thank you for stopping by and listening to Life with Princess. As you can see, every episode is going to be something about something. It's going to be about something completely different because it's Life with Princess. I'm going to give you guys a rundown of my life as much as I can. I'm not going to say I'm going to post once a week, twice a week, three, four times a week. I'm literally going to come on here and talk to you guys about whatever I'm excited about, feel like talking about, or that's going on with me. So if you really want the rundown of what's going on with me, definitely follow the podcast and send questions, not questions, send advice, feedback, or questions, whatever you want to share with me. Let me know what you think. You can definitely, I think based on the platform you are listening to the podcast, you can definitely leave reviews for me. But you can find me on all of those. You can connect with me on all the social media platforms. I am Princess on IG and Facebook. Hey Princess on TikTok. I'm actually changing that to Life with Princess. And because right now TikTok is Hey Princess, I'm changing it to Life with Princess. So if you want to keep up with my couponings and saving money, definitely on TikTok, I will be sharing that a lot more. All right. With that said, thank you for listening. And I will talk to you really soon. All right. Bye.